now turn on the radio. See what we missed.
Robin Maynard.
Settle back now, content, comfortable, and ready for some fine entertainment. Is everybody happy? Then let's go. It's showtime.
Hello, my many friends, and a big, hurting good to you. This is Studio Usher, Ujarda. Faster than an El Camino in Burien. More powerful than a big nose hit of a patchouli oil. More snap than a junior high locker room. And with the aroma to match, here they are with the show of your dreams. Robin?
Yes?
Maynard?
Yes, my huge heart on studio. Usher, hiya, Rob.
You're talking to, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a man who is the proud owner of a 1949 Viewmaster replete with a Sam Sawyer series.
That's right.
I want to know if there is one person in this audience, just one, who knows the adventures of Sam Sawyer with the Viewmaster is. No one's ever heard of Sam.
It's all right. You did.
He looks like Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius.
Hang on a second here.
Oh, that song is offensive.
Okay.
I don't remember if I had a Viewmaster as a kid. I would doubt it.
Yeah.
I think that I did.
Yeah.
It was a different kind than yours. Wait a second. We have a Viewmaster person. Hello.
Hello, Robin.
Yes.
My name's Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. I had one when I was a kid. It was a Viewmaster. It was either my big brothers, or myself. I don't remember who it was.
That's the girl,
but
Karen.
We had a couple of adventures of Sam Sawyer.
Well, now, so I'm not
Whoa.
The only one. I'm not the only one.
I'm aging myself here.
Thanks, Karen.
Okay.
You're a good gal.
A gentle but firm squeeze on the teat.
Oh, no.
Of the news cow.
Please, no.
Yes.
Must you use that language?
Here we go. And what's this?
Must you? Really?
Pee-wee.
What?
Herman is 50 today. Pee-wee, of course, lost his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame after a little whackety-whack in the movie. Can you name the movie? Can anybody name the movie?
I'm trying
to make that a pop quiz.
Wait a second. I want to guess that it had Tiger in the title.
It did not have Tiger in the title, but you know what? I'll take three phone calls and we have...
Are you sure? It wasn't Tiger. Nowhere in there?
No Tiger.
Anything about a cat?
Well, not like that.
Huh.
No, I'm sorry. Thanks for taking a guess. And we'll take three phone calls here in a minute. Biography tonight at 8 o'clock on A&E. Charles Bronson.
Oh,
A&E tonight at 9 o'clock. And by the way, where are you going now, Charles?
Now I'm going down to Emmett's Fix-It Shop. To fix Emmett.
All right.
You're not going to do that.
Not tonight. All day.
No.
I'll take one phone call. We'll see if they can hit pay dirt here. And I take you.
Was the one-eyed tiger.
The one-eyed tiger.
I thought it was something like that.
Okay, here is the second call. Thanks for nothing. Hello? It's the pop quiz.
Got it. It's Naughty Nurses 6. Is that right?
You're ultra close. But that's not it. Yes, hello? Can you name that dirty movie?
Well, don't ask me how I know this, but I think it's Nancy Nurse.
You're our dirty little moviegoer right there. And I won't ask you how you know it. Well, I don't want to know.
Thanks a lot.
I don't want to know. Hang on. We have some fabulous...
No!
No, we have
hung
nothing.
Up. Gave him nothing.
He doesn't want our prize pouch.
I don't blame him.
Okay. Nancy Nurse. Bad Pee-wee. She must have been quite something.
Really?
For Pee-wee to respond in such a manner. God. Would the usher come down with a flashlight?
I don't know. I don't want to think of him going, You know, I don't. It's time to break.
Oh, boy.
We have to break now.
Yeah.
I'm cutting it off.
All right.
So let's get this party started.
Clean up on
If your day ever sounds like this.
I don't give one tiny, minuscule rat's ass who does what with the Seahawks.
All right, I'll write that down then.
Put that down right there.
I got that.
Check that off.
You might want to think about calling 1-800-DIVORCE. That's Goldberg Jones. Ask for me, Rick Jones. And of course, that call is at no charge.
Outstanding.
Right.